Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and as always, it's a blessing to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. It is Friday. Thank God it is Friday. I can't believe how fast the week went by. It has been a quick week, and maybe for me, it's been even more so because it's a very exciting time in my life. Things are happening. God is moving. God is moving, and He is doing some great things. We serve an awesome God. We do serve an awesome God, and I'm excited about today. I'm expecting a couple of things. I am expecting a very special guest on today, Pastor Sharon Isweller Ryan. She is the author of Why I Shout. So I'm looking for her to come on the show very soon. I am also expecting a shipment of books. Woo-hoo! I am so excited. It is time for my books to be delivered. They're going to be delivered on today. If you haven't heard, I have a new book coming out. We are going to be launching this book on June the 2nd. Mark your calendar. Mark your calendar. You do not want to miss this event. This is going to be a phenomenal event. So we are launching the book on June the 2nd over in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And I'm excited about what God has done through this particular book. I'll Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want is the name of the book. And it's available on my website. You can actually order it today. You can order it today. You can go over to RebeccaSimmons.com and you will be able to order that book. My guest is here. My guest is here, and I want to welcome you to the program, Pastor Ryan.
Hi, how are you?
I am blessed. I am really blessed. How are you today?
I am doing well. I am well.
Wonderful. It's so great to have you join me on today.
Well, it's a blessing. It's an honor. It's an honor for me to be on your ministry show here.
Amen. Amen. And you've been with us before we went live, and it was just a blessed show. It was a blessed program, a blessed ministry, as you said, and it is definitely ministry. So I receive that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I receive
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Not a show. And, you know, I hesitate often in calling it a show, but I just kind of do that. It's easier to come out. But it's ministry.
It is
ministry. And God is good and worthy to be praised. What we normally do, I normally go ahead and open with prayer. And, you know, I'm just being led to have you open us with prayer.
Well, Father, we thank you this afternoon. We bless you and we honor you. We give you the glory for life, health, and prosperity. Father, we thank you for this ministry time with Pastor Rebecca. We ask you to have your way today, God.
Yes.
Move by move by your spirit, oh God. Let everything that's being said, God, everything that's said, give you glory and give you honor, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this 30-minute stop, God. We thank you for this time, and we continue to praise you. We continue to give you the glory. We continue to tell you that we love you. We continue to tell you that you're the lover of our souls, oh God,
Lord.
And we bless you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God, hallelujah. God. I see you brought the fire with you.
All right.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh,
and
God.
He said, with two or more gathered,
you
two shall be in our midst. And
yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. You mentioned fire, Pastor Rebecca. You mentioned fire. And a few years back, we were in a meeting, and there's a brother that was playing prophetically, playing some music and ministering prophetically. And we came in and stood, and we were worshiping, and he stopped in the middle of one of his songs and said, "Ever since you walked in, my sister, I see fire underneath your feet. So I want you to walk around this building, this room rather, and just declare fire.
My God,
in this room." So that was a prophetic statement about fire. because you didn't know that.
It's amazing because we, you know, fire represents so many things.
Absolutely.
Oh, and the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is here.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah, the fire is burns off the dross. Fire, you know, cleanses and when I see a building on fire, there's a destruction that happens too. Mm. But after the fire destroys what needs to be destroyed, God comes along and restores that thing.
My God.
Whatever
My
that
God.
Thing is. Whether it's a house or us, because we are the temple of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And that fire, when that fire comes and touches you and touches anything, as we know, nothing can stay the same.
That's right.
Once it has been touched by that fire. And it's just, every time I talk to you, every time I get together and with you via by phone, either by phone or in person, there's definitely some fire. I'm always blessed. That's why I wanted you to come on today, because I wanted you to just share, you know, share some of your fire with our listeners. You know, I have several topics that I wanted to talk to you about. Pastor Ryan is the author of a healing book that is full of the fire of the Lord. The name of the book is Why I Shout. And it's, is it 31 days, Pastor?
Yes, mm-hmm. 31 days. Mm-hmm.
31 days. It's a devotional book. And by the time you come out of this book, you will be changed. It's like you have definitely been in the midst of the glory of the Lord when you are in this book. And that's the kind of anointing that Pastor Sharon walks with. Praise God. Praise God. Mm-hmm. She is also a prophet of the Lord. Amen. She is a spokeswoman, a spokesperson for the Lord. And Pastor Sharon, that's one of the reasons I wanted you to come on today, because I wanted to talk about prophecy in the church. And a lot of people even question as to whether or not prophecy still has a place in the church. And I want you to just share with us about your spiritual, divine insight as to where prophecy is in the church, and does it still have a place in the church, and is God still speaking through the prophets?
You know what, Pastor Rebecca? God is still speaking to his prophets and his prophetesses. He's still speaking to the church. He has not stopped speaking, because we are a prophetic people. We are to be a prophetic people. And what I mean by that is that we are to be able to go into a situation and prophesy to that situation. We are to be able to go into chaos and prophesy into that chaos.
Mm.
We are to be able to prophesy over our children. You know, everyone is not a prophet. Everybody's not a prophetess. We all should be prophesying to our children and laying hands on our children and speaking life to our children. Yes, there is a place. God is not dead. Mm. Contrary to some humanistic mindsets,
yes.
God is not dead.
Amen.
He's alive and he is well. And he's speaking to his people. And he's speaking to his people for us to get to know him even more intimately.
Amen. Amen.
There is a call of intimacy that God is speaking. He's speaking to us, and he's saying, I need you to know me. In the days here and in the days in the future, I want you to know me, K-N-O-W. I want you to know me. I want to have an intimate relationship with you that you will know without a shadow of a doubt that I am here. I am here. I am God. And you can trust me. Those are the three areas he wants us to know, that he's here with us on this radio ministry. He's here with us when we go into any situation. He's here. And he's in control. He's saying, I am here, I am in control, and you can trust me.
Amen.
Somebody listening, Pastor Rebecca,
yes,
doesn't believe that. They don't believe that God is right there in the midst of their circumstance because the circumstance doesn't line up with what they've been taught. Well, if this was happening to you, then you must not have enough faith. That's not what's happening.
Mm.
That's not whoever this is, that's not what's happening. What's happening is God is trying to get you to grow up and to walk into another intimacy, another dimension of a relationship with God.
Mm.
And then he's saying, I am in control.
My
yeah,
God.
It looks like it's crazy. It looks like, yeah, my son is still acting really wild and he's still on drugs and my daughter is pregnant at 14 or I just lost my job and my husband just left me and I don't know what to do. And God's saying, I am in control.
My God.
And then he says, okay, with all that happening in your life, you can trust me.
So basically, God is just beckoning his children to come back to him.
Absolutely.
To come into another dimension of intimacy, or even to come into a dimension of intimacy, because some of us are just missing that level of intimacy. We're reading the Bible, we're going to church. Some of us, some Christians are reading the Bible and going to church, but they're not feeling God and they're not hearing from God. And you know, I know that's why the prophet has to speak.
Yeah,
to it. Go ahead.
God speaks through many ways, and he's speaking through his word. And so when he's speaking to us, even as you were sharing, you said some of us are in churches and some of us are reading our Bibles, but God is not speaking to us. And I believe God is speaking, but we're not listening. Because see, the word I read this a while ago, that intimacy equates into me see.
Amen. Amen.
So we don't want God to see in us. We want to keep doing. We want to keep smoking. We want to keep lying. We want to keep staying shacking. We want to keep doing everything that's against God's nature and character, and then say, God bless me.
Mm.
Well, he's not going to do that.
Mm. So basically it's our own, some of us, not myself, because I got the revelation. Praise the Lord, I caught the revelation.
Amen.
And I want to be in relationship with God. The Bible says taste and see
mm-hmm.
that God is good. And once you taste and see how good God is, you won't need the cigarettes or the drugs or the men or the sex
mm-hmm.
or any of those things that you use as a substitute for God. So too many people are using substitutes. And see, that's the thing. See, you just stepped on some people's toes, Pastor.
Yeah, well, you know what? We have other gods. You know what? Part of what God has called me to be and to do is to bring forth the truth of the matter.
Mm.
And if I couldn't still stay and live with a married man, and if I couldn't continue to do heroin and drugs, what makes other people think that they can do that and still be up there, hallelujah, praise the Lord? It doesn't work like that.
Mm.
We cannot do anything that's against God's character or against his nature.
Amen. And that's just it's awesome, because part of the job, the role, the function of the prophet is to declare God's truth, is to declare God's truth in order to exhort the people to get into relationship with God and to turn their backs, to repent from the old behavior.
That's right.
And to move towards the things that God has for them. Because so many people want the blessings of God, but they don't want what they want to call the rules and regulations, which really is the protection of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because when
mm-hmm.
God says stop smoking and stop shacking and stop sleeping with Tom, Dick, and Rabu, when God says mm-hmm. To stop doing certain behaviors, what he's really saying is I'm trying to protect
That's
you
right.
from death.
That's right.
Which is the end of sin.
That's right. Because he says draw nigh unto God. We draw nigh unto him. Let me tell you a little story. Before the Lord saved me, right before the Lord saved me, I was in a car accident, and I was driving, and I was intoxicated.
Mm.
And I had a car accident, and if anybody was sitting on the right side of that car, They would have died.
My God.
And a few days later, I was invited to this brother's house, and I couldn't go because my car was totaled, and I couldn't get there.
Mm.
And this brother was fine. Do you hear me?
Fine.
He was fine. F-R-N-E. His boyfriend was fine, okay?
Uh-huh.
And when I got the phone with him, I was upset because I couldn't get to where he was. Not long after that, this young man died of AIDS.
My God. My God. My God. So God saved your life,
literally. Oh, God.
Jesus.
He protected me, Pastor Rebecca. He protected me. And that's not all of the story, but we need to if we have such a relationship with God and we hear his voice, he will say, "Do not go over there."
Yes.
Stop. Stop living like this. You know, stop smoking. The Holy Spirit will come and say, "Excuse me, you need to stop doing this. This does not honor God."
Mm-hmm.
And we were born and created to honor God, to worship God with our vessels, with our mouths, with our lives.
Jesus.
We were born to do that.
My God.
So when we're not doing it, our God, he loves us so much, he tries to tell us, you know, he does tell us, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Don't go over there. Do this. That is not the job you're supposed to have. Somebody's looking for a job, and they're looking for the job for all the wrong reasons, for the prestige and the success it will bring. Success is in God.
Mm. Say it again. My
success
God.
Success is in God.
Mm.
We're both authors. We're both pastors. And we're in the ministry, but our success is from God.
Yes. Amen.
Obedience to God. And as long as we're obedient to God, we are successful.
Yes. And it's in the Word. And see, and that's another thing about prophecy, is that prophecy will break down the Word of God so that those who cannot hear, because their hearing has been clouded by sin or by so many distractions in the world, the prophet will be sent by God to tap that person on the shoulder and say, "This is what God is saying to you." And even with me, when I met you, Pastor Sharon, it was just, I was busy doing the Lord's work. I had written my first book, and I was doing two book signings in one day. And you were positioned at one of my book signings when I walked in, and I was signing your book, and you began to speak in tongues. And I knew, I felt the presence of the Lord. And I said, "Oh, my God, you're here." That's when you know God is there, when you will feel the presence of the Lord come over you. And I stood up and I said, "Speak, Lord." I didn't know anything about prophecy back then. I was just really learning about what was going on in the prophetic. And you spoke and told me that the Lord said it was time for me to stop running. And that was the call to preach that I had been, the call to preach, the call to pastor that I had been trying to avoid. And you spoke that thing, and I just remember just crying, just breaking down and tears, because the truth registers in your spirit. That's why, and let's talk a little bit about false prophecy and true prophecy. When it's true prophecy, it registers in your spirit. Is that something you would agree with, Pastor Sharon?
Yeah, I would agree. I also know that even if it's a true prophecy, and if you've been running for a long time, you or anybody else,
uh-huh,
sometimes our hearts have gotten so hard,
my God,
that we won't even hear God speaking through the prophet, unless it's somebody who is very well known.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And even if the person, you know, if the person is well known, then you go and their prophecy is better than somebody else's prophecy that is just maybe even standing outside on the corner in North New Jersey. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
And
because of the name. So now
yes,
I'm going to listen because the person is renowned.
Right. And we get caught up in that, and their prophecy is probably right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to discern. We don't even ask God for the gift of discernment.
That's good.
You know, we just go running around. Oh, I'm going to this conference, and I'm going over here, and I'm going over there, and I'm going over there, and they're going to give me a word, and I'm there. And God said, well, excuse me, hold it, stop it.
Mm.
Every day, I'm asking the Lord, I need your discernment, that gift of discernment, and your wisdom as to where to go, what to do, what I hear, because everything that I hear is not from God.
Mm-hmm.
It may sound good,
uh-huh,
but it's not from God, and it should also be a confirmation of what God has already told you.
That's what I was saying. Talked about registering in your spirit,
that's confirmation with
what God has already told you. But when you reject it, if your heart is hardened towards God, and you've been running for a long time and quenching the Holy Spirit, then the other spirit, the flesh man spirit, will reject the prophecy.
Yeah, it will reject the prophecy. And if the enemy doesn't want you to, listen, what the enemy's design is to not allow you to hope in God.
Mm.
And he will do everything to come against the hope that you have in Jesus Christ. And we call that hope deferred.
Hope deferred, and now we're worshiping the enemy. That's what the devil wanted, to worship me and
yes.
not God.
Yes, well, and worship all the rest of these idols that we have. They don't look like the Old Testament idols, but they're idols nevertheless.
Let's talk about idols. What do you mean? What are you saying when you're saying
idols? Some women idolize their children. You know, those are idols. My job can be an idol. My car could be an idol. Where I live can be an idol. How much money I have in the bank could be an idol.
My God, my church can be an idol.
My church can be
an
idol.
My pastor?
My pastor can definitely be an idol.
Or even a television evangelist.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anything that takes
anything
the place.
Anything that takes us. Go ahead. You're right.
Anything that takes the place of God. God has to be first. God has to be first for us to have that prosperity. I'm going to open up the phone lines. If you have to get out there listening, and you might want to call in and ask Pastor Sharon or even myself a question about what we're talking about. Or maybe you have a comment. Maybe you have a testimony. We only have about 8 more minutes. We're going to open up the phone lines. The number is 646-652-4832, and we're talking about prophecy, the place of prophecy in the church. We're talking about God and the power that's to be found in the Word of God and the voice, hearing the voice of God. Pastor Sharon talked about discernment, so call us. We're going to talk a little bit about Pastor Sharon's book and her testimony, but you can call in. The number is 646-652-4832. And while we're waiting for the callers, Pastor Sharon, I sense that the Lord has something on your heart. I'm sensing a burden that the Lord has for you to speak out. I want to open up the line for you to just go ahead and speak what's on your heart right now.
What is, Pastor Rebecca, what is on my heart right now is, and it's been my life, It's men and women and children that are incarcerated.
Mm.
And some of them are incarcerated in prisons, and some of them are sitting in churches.
My God.
And they're still incarcerated in their minds.
My God.
And in their emotions. And God is calling us to come outside of these church buildings and actually be the church to a man or a woman or a young person that finds themselves incarcerated.
Jesus.
Because of whatever.
Yes.
You know, because of whatever. It's not, they're not second-class citizens. I'm so tired of hearing that. They're not second-class citizens. We are not better than they, because if it wasn't for the grace of God.
Yes.
a lot of us, including myself, would be in prison today and or still in prison today.
Yes.
And so that is, it's on my heart, ministering to women in the prison, ministering to the men in the prison. And I know someone is saying to themselves, women should minister to women and men should minister to men. But I want to tell you straight up, when God first called me into prison ministry, I went into Rahway State Prison in Rahway, New Jersey.
And there were, that's
all men.
All men. My
all
God.
Men. My all God. Men. That was my that was my first walk into prison ministry. That was my first time to go into any prison, was in Rahway, New Jersey. And that's a burden on my heart.
And The prisoner.
Mm.
Was it either in an institution or the institution of your mind?
Yes, yes,
because,
that's right.
My God.
That's
my
right,
God.
Because if we're honest with ourselves and with God, we can say, you know what, Lord, I'm not whole yet in this particular area.
Yes.
So in this particular area, I am a prisoner. So I need you to heal me. I need you to go to the root of the matter and open up and tell me, why do I keep doing the same thing? Why do I keep going on the same mountain? Well, that's because maybe our mindsets haven't changed. Maybe because we want to live in the past. We don't want to live in the today. We don't want to be healed or delivered and we don't want to be set free from the things that hinder us from running this race. We don't want to. We think there's something. There's too much. You know, I can't. I'm fine now. Now that I'm saved, I'm fine. Well, yeah, your spirit is renewed, but your mind is still crazy.
Yeah, and it's so important that we be transformed by the renewing of our mind, because
absolutely.
If we don't, and that's why the word, it all works together. Everything works together. The word, the prophet, the teacher, the apostle. You know, we're not even going to get into the fivefold ministry, because that's a whole nother program.
Right.
But it all works together. It all comes together. And I believe that for the person out there who is still in prison in your mind, you may not be behind bars, but if you still have the old way of thinking, you have to surrender. You have to surrender and give it all to God. And you need to get into your word, and also to find yourself a mentor in the ministry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've been mentoring women for years now. And we as women, we're just so needy that we let our need override what God is saying.
Yes.
In our lives.
Yes, and we become needy because, I mean, it's just, you know, Pastor Sharon is also a psychologist, and amongst other things, she just really has so much, so she can speak into the issue and the fact that we're needy. We're out there looking for love, looking for solutions in the arms of some man who's broken himself, and he really can't meet the need. No man can meet the need.
Or any woman.
Can meet the need only God. That's with 3 minutes, you're opening up some stuff. But it's just so true. And we just have to hear God. That's what I want to encourage you to do today while you're listening to this ministry program, to hear God. Just hear God for yourself. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Do not muffle the voice of God with sin, and don't be a slave to sin. It says, "If we are in sin, we are slaves to sin." And and just be free in Christ and free indeed. Pastor Sharon has a book, "Why I Shout" is the name of her book, and it's your testimony, Pastor Sharon, right?
Yes, it is.
I know a great deal of what you've been through, and just talk a little bit about what the Lord has deliver you from, and the book is available on my website, RebeccaSimmons.com. You can go over there and go to the Diligence Authors page, and you'll be able to get a copy of that book. But Pastor Sharon, I just want you to, before we go off the air, talk a little bit about what the Lord has delivered you from.
I was a drug addict and an alcoholic, and God delivered me in one day of the drugs and the alcohol. However, I needed to be delivered and healed of the reason why I did drugs and alcohol in the first place.
Yes.
And that was sexually being sexually incest in our family.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone had told me, I'm speaking to somebody, Pastor Rebecca, some woman, some man needs to know that it wasn't,
My God.
It wasn't your fault, baby.
My God.
It wasn't your fault.
My God.
Male or female, it was not your fault. And so that had to be dealt with. God had to deal with that. And then there was forgiveness to that family member.
Yes.
I had to forgive that family member over and over and over and over.
My God.
And so that's a part of why I shout. The running away from home at 16 and 17 or growing up in a family that looked like the black Leave It to Beaver family. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, it wasn't all that.
Mm.
And it took me a long time to even call God Father.
Father, because of the father issue.
That's right.
There's so many of us. And so many of us. I really want you to come back and just do a show dedicated to the man problems that we have due
right.
to our father issues and the fact that those father issues interfere with our relationship with God.
Absolutely.
My God.
We have our father's face on God, and God's like, I'm not like that.
My God. My God. Nothing like that.
Nothing.
God is nothing like that.
Nothing.
Wow.
Even if we think we had the best father in the world, he's not like that either. He's better.
Mm.
He's better. So.
Amen. I say amen and hallelujah to that. And there's no father like God, the Father.
Absolutely.
And he has just really, really done made a dramatic change in my life, and he's freed me from some stuff too. Our
mm-hmm.
testimonies are very similar,
mm-hmm.
Pastor Sharon.
Yes.
But Pastor Sharon, I just want to make your book available. Is there anywhere else other than my website? You can go to my website, RebeccaSimmons.com, and go over to Diligence Authors, because I have a hand in assisting Pastor Sharon with the publishing
Absolutely.
Of her book. I edited the book for her. I did one of the edits. She had a couple of editors, but I want to make that available through my website. Pastor Sharon, how else can people get in touch with you in order to talk to you more about your book, your ministry? Pastor Sharon is a speaker. She goes out and she speaks the truth. If you don't want to hear the truth, don't invite her. But I know that you want to hear the truth, because the truth will set you free. And go ahead.
Yeah. The name of our ministry is Safe Harbor, Safe Harbor, and we are P.O. Box 456 in Toms River, New Jersey, 08754. And you can go to, you can email me. Our email address is c&sryan@comcast.net. That's how you can reach us.
And what is the price of your book? I put it on my website. It's $11.95. I might have to go back and adjust that.
Well, yes, yeah, $10.
It's $10.
Yeah,
okay,
$10.
So I'll make
yeah.
that adjustment. So give me a couple of minutes after this show, about 12:35, you will be able to order that book through my website. And you want to get this book in your hand. It's changing lives. I know you have some testimonials about even the women in prison, the men in prison who are reading this book
yes.
and being set free by the
Absolutely.
Power of the Lord.
Muslims are reading the book and being set free.
My God. My God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Well, we have come to the end of today's ministry program, Power in the Word. Pastor Sharon, I want to thank you for being with me on today and for sharing. I know that the Lord brought you here today to speak to the nations, to speak out what the Lord has on his heart, the burden that's on the Lord's heart. We are supposed to remember the prisoners. And Isaiah 61, Jesus said, I came to set the captives free. So I just thank you for being obedient and sharing the word of the Lord. You spoke. The Lord spoke through you. The Lord spoke
Praise
through
God.
You on today.
Praise God.
As he always does. And like you said, you're always ready to speak what thus says the Lord, to prophesy into chaos and to prophesy into any situation. Do you have any closing words of encouragement for someone who's still listening and still waiting to hear something for their specific situation?
Allow the Holy Spirit to break through to your heart. Allow the Holy Spirit, you may not even know who the Holy Spirit is. Let the Spirit of the Lord minister, talk to you today in reference to your life. And know that God is here, God is in control, and you can trust Him. You may not have been able to trust anybody else, but you can trust Him. Even in the midst of good times, bad times, in between times, you can trust Him. So let God speak to you today. Let Him speak.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe God is speaking right now to you. I believe that God is speaking to you. And as Pastor Sharon said, let the Lord speak and hear. And if you don't know Jesus, He's available to you.
Yes.
He's available to you. You can call me after the program at 862-220-2500, and I will pray with you for you to receive Jesus. All you have to do, you can receive Jesus right now. Believe in your heart that He is the Son of God, that He came and lived and died and got up with all power in His hand, and He took your sins to the cross, and that if you just repent, make up your mind that you don't want to live like that anymore and turn from your way, and turn to the way of the Lord, you can be saved. If you just believe that in your heart and just confess it with your mouth, I believe you will be. You are saved. If you do that right now, you are saved. And you can call me or email me at PowerInTheWord1 and give me a testimony that you got saved after hearing what God had to say on today. And remember, go out there and make the most out of every single opportunity. Every single opportunity. Pastor Sharon, thank you for being with me on today. And you have to come back. You have to come back soon.
Amen. And I want to do that. And praise God. I feel honored to be able to be with you today. You are a blessing to many people, Pastor Rebecca. And you could also give people my cell phone number, too.
Amen. Why don't you just give us that number, please?
732-575-3709.
Amen.
Amen.
732-575-3709.
Yes.
And you can call Pastor Sharon directly, and she will definitely be there to minister to you and minister you through whatever situation you're going through. You might just need to talk to somebody, but those numbers are available to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Sharon, thanks again. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
And you, my listener, remember, go ahead and hear the voice of God. Not only hear the voice of God, but hearken to the voice of God. Obey the voice of God. Take the opportunity today to hear God for yourself. And remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that God loves you, and so do we. Here at Power in the Word. Peace.